second part of Parshat Chukat, the Torah moves from the first generation in the second year to the second generation in the 40th year, the generation that's actually going to enter Eretz Yisrael. What we hear about in this week's Parsha are two traumatic losses. Two of the leaders of this first generation pass away, Miriam and Aaron. And we're told in Perakof, Pasuk Choftet, about the people's reaction to the loss of Aaron, to the death of Aaron. Vayiru kol ha'edah ki gava Aaron, vayifku et Aaron shloshim yom kol Beit Yisrael. The entirety of the Jewish people, of the Jewish homes, mourned for Aaron. Rashi points out that by the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that he was mourned by kol B'nei Yisrael. Here a different term is used, the term Beis Yisrael. And Rashi explains that this is because it was both the men and the women who cried for the loss of Aaron. Lefi shehaya Aaron, rodef shalom, umatil ahava bein bali meriva uvein ishli ishto. Because Aaron played a role in his pursuit of peace, we know he was an ohev shalom and a rodef shalom, as we're told in the first parak of Avot. And he was helped people come together and restored love between people who were fighting, that we know, but also Rashi says, between man and woman. And here we see the importance of helping bring shalom bayis within families. In Mesechet Kala Rabbati, Perek Gimel, the Chazal point out that most mitzvot are situational. You find yourself in a certain situation and you do the mitzvah. Shalom is something we need to pursue. Bakesh shalom virodfehu. Not just to be in a situation where we face the need to restore shalom, we need to seek opportunities to restore shalom. And this is who Aaron HaKohen was. The Maharal points out that in the bircha, the bracha of Aaron, when he did birchas kohanim, the lashon of the bracha is vitzivanu levarech et amo Yisrael bi'ahava. The bracha of what we give to people is ahava, and we give it from the ahava that we have. The Ber Hetev Simin Kuf Chav Ches Sifkat Nchav tells us, based on the Zohar, that a Kohen who has a negative feeling in his heart towards the Tzibur, or the Tzibur has a negative feeling towards him, cannot give over this bracha, because essentially we give love by feeling love. The Maharal then elaborates and says, you see from the fact that Aaron was cried by Kol Beis Yisrael, it was the same people who cried for Moshe, but here they cried as men and women, that what they felt they lost was the person who could help them appreciate each other. And the Maharal says very deeply, to bring peace between men and women, between married couples, a person needs to understand both the man's perspective and the woman's perspective, both men and women in general, and the particular man and woman in particular. That, of course, is very challenging, and this was the greatness of Aaron, and something we can learn for ourselves about helping people. The challenge is to overcome the narrowness of our perspective and be able to help a man see himself and help a woman see herself. Only when we do this can we be true counselors to others and true bringers of peace.